And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, to quote an old joke, I just flew in from Phoenix and boy are my arms tired. No. Oh man, I tell you, this, I literally walked in just as Fox News was ending and the introduction to the show was playing. But if you were in my vehicle and saw where I was, you would believe in miracles. Because we were in the awful I-17 traffic going up north from Phoenix, which, of course, today is getaway day for the 4th of July holiday, because a lot of people have the day off tomorrow. Of course, they want to get out of Phoenix and get up here to the high country. So we had that. We had a big accident on I-17 northbound just above Black Canyon City. A vehicle with a trailer jackknifed and all their belongings just went, you know, everywhere. And that was by now probably about 4 or 5 hours ago. And fortunately, when Terry and I were leaving Phoenix to come up here, we got up to right around Anthem, and that's when the traffic started to slow down and eventually stop. And so I called our friends at the Rock Springs Cafe in Black Canyon City, and I said, hey, what's the deal with the traffic? And that's when I found out about the trailer jackknife, and said it was 3 hours ago at the time, and that you know, it hadn't been cleared yet, and that it was backed up all the way up the hill. So we got off at Anthem, turned around, went back down 17, got off at Carefree Highway, and then went Carefree Highway to Wickenburg, to 93, to 89, through Yarnell, People's Valley, Kirkland Junction, up Iron Springs, through town, got onto Sheldon Street, and I swear to you, if you want proof that there is a God, from the time we got off of Sheldon Street onto Gurley, we did not have to stop once. We got through the lights at Frontier Village. We got through the light at Gateway Mall. We got through the light at Walker Road. And I mean, literally, if we had gotten stopped at any one of those lights, you'd be listening to DJ Phone right now. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But he'd be telling you that Sanford is on his way. But hey, I believe in miracles. We just experienced one, and so we are going to take a break so I can catch my breath. And when we come back, we have a couple of folks that are running for office here, and this whole month of July, you will be meeting candidates from all over Yavapai County and the Quad City area as we profile the political races coming up. And in just a few minutes, Lori Hunt will be joining us. She is running for Prescott Valley Town Council. She currently is on the council, but I'll have to talk to her about that because I think she was appointed to fill the term of Mary Mallory, but maybe not. But in any case, she is running for election. And then Quang Huen is running for Legislative District 1 as state representative, and he will be joining us live in studio later this hour. So lots of politics coming your way. Enjoy and stay tuned. I can't believe we made it, but we did. And so we will take a break here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Lori Hunt up next.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in studio is Lori Hunt. She currently occupies one of the seats on the Prescott Valley Town Council, and she would very much like to continue in that venue. And so she is running for, I can't really say re-election, it's election, because Lori was appointed to fill out the unexpired term of Councilmember Mary Mallory when she was appointed to the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors. But nonetheless, you've had the opportunity now to sit in with the Prescott Valley Town Council, so I assume that your desire to want to stand for election is that there is some unfinished business there.
That's correct. I've been on for about 9 months. It's been a great opportunity. Council did an open application for people to fill Mary's seat, and there were 14 of us that applied, and I was selected, so I was thrilled.
Well, and I'm sure your background certainly didn't hurt the fact that you've been involved in urban planning, and we were just talking just before you came on that you were city manager in Murrieta, the home of the hot springs.
That's
in
right.
California. That, you know, say what you want about California, that's one of my favorite areas. I have gone to Temecula probably 8 times, I'll bet. I'm on all the wineries mailing lists.
There you go.
And, you know, and so that's a really nice area. There's a lot of tourism involved there. What was the difference, let's say, between what went on for you in Murrieta and what the situation is now in Prescott Valley?
I think it's similar. I like to compare Prescott and Prescott Valley to Murrieta and Temecula, with Temecula being Prescott, around a little bit longer, had time to develop, a little bit more history in Prescott and Temecula, and then Murrieta was brand new, and Prescott Valley is very similar to Murrieta in my mind. Yeah.
And so now, as a sitting council member, what did you have to get used to and get adjusted to? You know, obviously there are, you know, council followers that are, make it their life's work to, you know, go to every council meeting and make sure and hold you people accountable and all that.
That's
but, nonetheless, I would think the teamwork that has been the hallmark of the Prescott Valley Town Council is something that, was probably pretty refreshing for you.
It was, absolutely. And, 7 members on the council instead of 5, which I was used to. And now I'm on the other side of the dais. For 30 years, I was on, you know, the staff side of the dais as a retired city manager and community development director. I actually did community development up in Sacramento County. And there I oversaw building, planning, engineering, code enforcement, and economic development. So I have a lot of background. I like to think that that's why they selected me out of the 14. I read everything. I'm familiar with general plans and zoning codes. I've been implementing them since 1985. I'm 23 of that 30 years is in economic development, so I've done a lot of business attraction, retention, job creation, and I'm very excited about rolling up my sleeves when I'm reelected in August and working with the three-legged stool that they call it, being the chamber, the foundation, and our own retail commercial in-house. So I'm really excited about that.
What do you say to people that would tell you that Prescott Valley is getting too big, that it's too built up? What do you offer from your experience to, you know, assuage the feelings of people that are afraid that Prescott Valley may be growing too much too fast?
So I've done a lot of research about that, and Prescott Valley grew 1.8% in 2019, as opposed to Prescott that grew 2.3% and Chino Valley that grew 3.2%. So we were the slowest growing in 2019. Now, if you look back in 2003 to 2005, which you were here then, we had a 12% growth back then every year. And so this 1.8% isn't very much. And to be honest with you, Sanford, the numbers regarding building permits just aren't as high as they had been either. So for the last 4 years, building permits have actually reduced the amount residential, the amount being pulled. And compare that to 2004 when 2,655 building permits were pulled, whereas in 2019, 454 were pulled.
Well, you know, so, I remember back in around 1990 when the headline was that Prescott Valley is booming. We're up to one new housing start a day. And then like 3 years later, 1993, after we had a little mini boom, Prescott Valley is on the downside. We're down to only one new housing start a day. And so it really is, you have to take it in context in a much broader sense. And I think you'd have a hard time really arguing that Prescott Valley hasn't at least tried to grow very smartly.
And I think, and that's true, we have. And we have a general plan. And that general plan in Arizona is voted on by the residents by referendum. And so the residents put it in place, and the staff implements it, and council reviews it and implements it as well. So yeah, it's the way it is, you know. I would not say that we're growing out of control. My other passion is to attract more businesses, because we live on sales tax in Prescott Valley. We don't pay property tax. You know, you pay it to the state and the county and the school district and the college district, and library districts, but you don't pay it to our town like you, like a lot of people are used to when they move in. So we rely on sales tax, so it's very important. My mission is to explain to people why it's important to shop local. And I want to know if you can't find something locally, what it is and what we need to go and find, because I don't want any more of our sales tax leaked out of Prescott Valley down to Phoenix and other towns. So
how do you go about approaching the idea of cooperation between the communities? So things that come to the Quad City area tend to benefit everyone in some form or fashion. And at some various times in our history, there's been competition between the communities, not all of it friendly, I might add. But then there's been other times, more so these days, where the communities see the benefits of working together. And it really doesn't matter who gets it, right, that if it comes here, everybody's going to benefit in some way.
Right. So I have to give kudos to both of our mayors, Greg and Kel, because I think that they've kind of brought our two jurisdictions back together. And I appreciate that because it's important. You know, a lot of people don't even know where the line is. Plus, we have an Indian reservation in the middle of the two of us. People have no idea. And so we do need to get along. We do need to share, you know, and things like mutual aid is so important between the police departments and the fire departments, and they get along great too. So yeah, that's really, really important.
We are talking with Lori Hunt. She's running for her seat on the Prescott Valley Town Council. We're going to take a quick break. Quang Nguyen is going to be joining us a little bit later on. He is running for Legislative District 1, and we will talk with him in just a few minutes. More with Lori Hunt when we come back on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long. You want hay? You want more? Warren's Hay and Mow has all of the above, on top of great deals. Like Alfalfa Orchard in Bermuda, Warren's Hay and Mow has you covered on your furry friends' favorites, too. Taste of the Wild, Chicken Soup, Ultra Balance, and more. Check out Warren's Hay and Mow at the gateway to Chino Valley on South Highway 89. Stop in and say, or find them online at warrenshayandmow.com.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back with more with Lori Hunt, who currently sits on the Prescott Valley Town Council and is looking to retain that seat, standing for election, the primary coming up in August. What do you see your position on the council as? Because everybody that sits on the Prescott Valley Town Council brings their own perspective and expertise and so forth. Where do you stand out in your mind in terms of what you contribute to the council as a whole?
So, when I first got elected, Laura Lee Nye came to me, and she's the vice mayor, and she came to me and she said, I really want you to be my water alternate, which was a great compliment for me because she knows everything about water. She's on the NACOG board, you know, chairs committees and so forth. So it was a great compliment for me. So I've dove in and learned as much as I can about water. I have a lot of facts about that on my website. We have a great water guru that works for us at the town named John Munderlow. He's from this area. He lives and breathes it, and he just does a great job. So it really hurts my feelings personally when somebody gives out bad information about water. And there's some of that that's out there with some of my competition, and I really don't appreciate it because I don't like scare tactics. You know, it's just not right. So I'm trying to get all the positive information out, all the correct information out I can, and it's on my website at hunt4towncouncil.com. So please visit it.
How much time do you spend on council matters during the course of a given week? Because it's not, you don't just simply show up for a meeting and that's it. It's a lot more than that.
Right. We have ribbon cuttings. I'm very active in the chamber. I joined the chamber before I even moved here because I've been on chamber boards before and I know how important they are. We have meetings, individual meetings. I hold office hours where residents can come in and just talk to me. And then we have packets that sometimes are 400 pages long for the council meetings, and I pride myself in reading it all and asking questions. So, I would say maybe 5 to 7 hours a week, more now with the campaign, but, yeah, that's...
I would imagine that because of your background in economic development that you have an opinion regarding Ben Hooper and the way in which Prescott Valley goes about doing its economic development work.
That's correct. So Ben is a great young man. He tries very hard. I've been talking with him a lot, and I can hardly wait to link arms with him when I'm reelected in August. Unfortunately, his budget to attract businesses is only $5,000 a year, and you can't really do anything with that. So I'm anxious to get in and to start knocking on commercial brokers' doors down in Phoenix that represent some chains and some not chains that we want to bring here to town to create jobs and to increase sales taxes.
How important is the presence of a Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation to the economic development effort for a town our size?
So it's super important. I was really impressed when I came here and they had the three-legged stool and they did have the foundation. Michael does a great job. It's important to have that separate because they have to, when they're working with a firm that's coming in, that's industrial or manufacturing, wants to create jobs, they require exclusive negotiating agreements to be signed where you can't tell anybody what you're working on. And so it's important that that's separate because in the town, everything we do is public. So,
sure. Now, if you could wave a wand and say, this is my wish list for the town of Prescott Valley to give us a better shot at some of these better employers. What kinds of infrastructure do you see the town needing? Is there any kind of maybe a priority list or something in your mind as to what is the most important, second most, and so forth?
You know, and I think I failed to answer your question before about what I would like to do when I get on council. So water, I really love the water. I want to stay with water. The other thing is economic development. That's super important to me. And then anything else that the mayor wants to appoint me to, I'm happy to serve. But with regard to the question that you just asked, I think it's important to work closely. You said regionally, you know, we have SIMPO out there. Chris Bridges does a great job in trying to get all the funds that he can and work with the jurisdictions. But we need better roads. We need road improvements. We need, you know, the north-south connection. That would be viewpoint when it gets done. We have an east-west connection that we need to work on. And I think that that's going to be really important. I would like to see more incentives. You know, usually jurisdictions do incentives like, will expedite your permits, but Prescott Valley expedites everything every day. And so that's a major incentive. I'd like to look at more things, for when businesses come in and talk to them. I've done it for so long. I know what they want. You know, they have very specific criteria, but we need to let them know that we have 1,000 apartment units already approved on the books. I mean, because commercial and retail love those kind of numbers and those doors. And that's why it's so important to implement the general plan the way it's set, because we really need those rooftops in order to bring more commercial here. If we stopped where we were right now, like some residents would like us to do, the town would dry up and no more businesses would come. So it's important for the town to implement the general plan and keep going there.
Well, I couldn't agree more as far as the north-south connector is concerned, because Prescott Valley is kind of an anomaly right now in that basically virtually every resident of Prescott Valley lives north of Highway 69. Mm-hmm. And so that basically puts all the pressure on the left turn lanes and the right turn lanes to keep traffic flowing. And literally you could put in, you know, 5 lanes in each direction. And unless 3 of those are left turn lanes, you're going to still have a backup. I think that, you know, the folks in charge recognize that. And that seems to be on the plan of action to try to improve traffic flow.
Right. And, I just talked to Chris Bridges today in our TAC Met, our Public Works TAC Met today, and they're looking at smart technology for Glassford, 69, and Willow Creek. And so those are 3, you know, arterials that have issues with stopping and going. And when you do that, when they aren't timed right and it isn't smart technology, then there's more pollution. And so we want to work on that, and I'm glad there's going to be funds for that. But I did want to tell those listeners that, you know, I don't want people to say, oh, Lori Hunt, she's going to approve everything that comes her way and she's pro growth, because I'm not pro growth. I'm pro managed growth. And so, I just like to say that between incorporation in 1978 and 1999. So in 1999, the state did a moratorium where they said no more groundwater for any new project. And so that was in 1999. And from incorporation in 1999, we grew 13%. But between 1999 and now, we grew 4%. So that moratorium was in effect, and it did work. It slowed down growth. And so I just want people to understand that we have mechanisms in place.
Well, I gotta say, Lori, that, you know, it's been a pleasure to, spend some time with you. I know that, you've got some unfinished work on the council and you'd like the opportunity to, keep your seat. And, if you could give us that website again that people can go to learn more about.
My website is hunt4towncouncil.com. But I'm also having a meet and greet on July 11th at 10 a.m. at Little Dealer Little Prices. That's in Prescott Valley at 10 a.m. on July 11th. You can find me on the ballot, and the ballots come out on around July 8th, and they're due August 4th. You can find me on the ballot at the very bottom. I'm one up from the bottom, so please check yes to Lori Hunt. And then I'd also like to ask you to vote yes on home rule. So what that is it sets our expenditures at what we're asking for at the state level. And if that doesn't get approved, then we get a 37% cut in our budget, and that means cutting police officers and stuff.
Well, we don't want to do that. Lori Hunt, thank you very much, and good luck on the campaign trail. We're going to take a quick break. We've got news coming your way, and then Quang Nguyen is going to join us. He's running for State Representative LD1, and he will be up next right here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. side of you.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Waters Garden companion plants for July are hibiscus, maple, verbena, and crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle flowers are intense watermelon pink, solar reds, and LED whites that cover this heat-loving shrub.
Plant where you enjoy its beautiful multicolored bark and sinuous branches up close.
The flowers show against forest green foliage that turns red and orange in autumn.
Growing to just head height, every yard has room for at least one, and only available for summer planting here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. ADOT issues a traffic alert on northbound I-17. Warning of very slow traffic and stoppages on northbound I-17 between Anthem and Black Canyon City due to an accident. With the 4th of July weekend on tap, Lake Havasu is bracing for a busy weekend, which will be even bigger with Californians coming in, knowing that Los Angeles County beaches are closed.
We have a pretty large boating community that comes out and enjoys our waterways, specifically 4th of July holiday weekend.
Mojave County Sheriff Sergeant Kyler Cox says additional staff will be on duty this weekend, and with Lake Havasu hosting fireworks.
We're seeing that a lot of fireworks shows around our area are canceled, and as of now, the fireworks show for Lake Havasu City is not. So I think we're going to see a lot of people attending the one here in Lake Havasu.
Mostly sunny and breezy, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 60 with a 10% chance for bedtime rain and a hot holiday weekend coming with extreme fire danger. Highs around 85 tomorrow, 91 Saturday through Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt with a 20% chance for lunchtime thunderstorms tomorrow. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late-night low near 65, heating up to a mostly sunny, breezy 96 tomorrow with the same chance for a lunchtime spot storm, a sunny 102 Saturday through Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You want hay? You want more? Warren's Hay and Mow has all of the above, on top of great deals. Like Alfalfa Orchard in Bermuda, Warren's Hay and Mow has you covered on your furry friends' favorites, too. Taste of the Wild, Chicken Soup, Ultra Balance, and more. Check out Warren's Hay and Mow at the gateway to Chino Valley on South Highway 89. Stop in and say, or find them online at warrenshayandmow.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now live in studio is Quang Nguyen. He is the one of the Republican candidates for LD1 state representative. He first came to America as a war refugee with a small bag of clothes on his back. And thanks to what makes America the greatest country on earth, he is now a successful small business owner and prominent public speaker with a son working in the private sector and a daughter in her third year as a midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Quang is a lifelong Republican, and so it's no shock to me at all why you would want to run for office. This has got to be the greatest country in the history of the world for someone like you.
Thank you, Sanford, for having me on today. Yeah, absolutely. It's the most beautiful country, the most beautiful place in the world. And if you don't put some time back, you know, what do you do?
Exactly. And I met Quang, months and months ago, before there was a political race. And we were just chatting, I think, we were over at Affinity RV and we were talking at a chamber event. And, a very serious guy, in terms of what his vision is, not just for LD1, but for the country. And so I would imagine that what you've seen over the last few months probably really solidified your decision to want to run for office. It's almost like, you know, we need people that remember the promise of America so that is the vision that guides us in the future.
You know, I lived through the entire war, and I've seen it all. You know, you've seen the socialist taking over and a communist. And, you know, people ask me all the time, what's the difference between a socialist and a communist? And I said, basically, an AK-47. And when you look around the country these days and you see people just destroying history, can you imagine as a new immigrant coming into this nation? You have zero history of how this country was created because everything is destroyed. All the books are burned. All the statues are pulled down. Indoctrination in our educational system. Can you imagine that? How are you going to be able to teach new immigrants coming in? So to me, this great country, was made by so many people that, died.
You know, I'll tell you, I feel the same way because, you know, my grandmother, was an immigrant, from Belarus, came here as a 20-year-old. And if it wasn't for her father, my great-grandfather, having the vision of coming to America, getting established and bringing her over, there'd be no me. And I you'd just be talking to an empty chair right now.
Right.
You know, so the idea that people are pulling down our history, to me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that is our history. How can we learn where we're going if we have no trace of where we've been?
Yes, I would agree with that. And without people like you, Sanford, teaching new immigrants like me, how would I be able to learn anything? You see what I'm saying? And so to see the destructive forces going on around the country, I mean, it breaks my heart. These aren't Americans. And we are, you know, we're immigrants. We want to contribute. But we don't want to be a part of this destructiveness that we're seeing today.
So as representative of our district in the state legislature, where do you think you would make the greatest impact? What are the kinds of things representing our district that you would bring to the state legislature representing our values?
Well, first of all, you know, I wanted to run initially is because, you know, we're at the tipping point. And I'm running because I don't agree with anything the other side has offered. You know, from whether it's the Second Amendment, pro-life, all of those things that I disagree with. And when I look at the tipping point at 31 to 29, I never thought of Arizona as being purple, but it is deep purple. And I want to run because I want to be the guy providing the solution. I mean, look at how many Americans had to die for my existence. So I want to give some of that back. I want to provide solution. When you look at the border, you know, politicians go to the border and they get their photo ops and they come back and they say the border is secure. Well, I was down there 2 years ago on my own. I spent the whole day down there with a supervisor. And then I realized that, you know, Normandy barriers aren't really designed to keep people out. Or drug dealers or, you know, human trafficking. I want to go down there and make sure that as a legislator, you want to work with federal agencies. You want to work with our federal counterparts and say, hey, what is it that we can do as, you know, we're lawmakers, right? We're lawmakers, aren't we? Shouldn't we be able to support, to enforce immigration laws? I mean, those are existing laws. It's not like we're creating anything new. I want to be able to make a difference there. I love school choice. I think school choice should be with the parents, not with the state. And you can go on and on to the Second Amendment. You look at Virginia, the Second Amendment is constantly being attacked. And we even have Republicans enjoying the introduction of red flag and so on. And I don't want to be that person to go down there and join the club. I want to do something different.
Well, now here in Arizona, we have kind of a unique situation with the legislature in that it is largely dominated by representatives of our two largest metropolitan areas.
Right.
Frequently, there are snide references to the state of Maricopa and the state of Pima as basically the two that kind of divide up the kingdom. So as a representative of one of the quote-unquote smaller areas, smaller counties in the greater Phoenix and Tucson competitive situation, how would you get in there and make your presence known and strike a place for Yavapai County so that things are not all totally decided by just Phoenix and Tucson?
You know what? That's an interesting question. That's a great question. At 31 to 29, my vote is extremely important. Not just important to Arizona, but it's equally important in LD1. And so I'm going to stick to that one vote. I want to make sure that vote is constitutional. You're not going to be able to go, hey, listen, you're not just not going to be able to go down there and twist my arms. By the time I was 6 years old, I was dodging bullets. Trust me. I come with a backbone. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to value that single vote. It's the most important vote for LD1, and that's how I'm gonna see it.
Because that is the reality of what goes on down there a lot, is that, look, you vote for my bill that I know you're not all that crazy about, that doesn't match your values, you vote for that, and then I'll vote for your bill, which, you know, I'm not that crazy about and I don't share your values. And this kind of horse trading thing goes on, and getting caught up in that, I think, can be really dangerous.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the problem. I always have to look in the mirror and say, how much of my soul am I willing to sell? So I hope that answers your question.
Most definitely does. We're going to take a quick break. We are talking with Quan Nguyen. He is running for Legislative District 1 state representative as a Republican. The primary is coming up in August. So stick around. We're going to have more with Quan Nguyen here live on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Goettls. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live in studio with Quang Nguyen. He is running for Legislative District 1, state representative. And what do you think, Quang, when you took this task upon yourself to run for state representative? Who has helped you along the way to kind of navigate what you needed to do in order to put this together? Because obviously, you're a very hardworking guy and certainly determined, values are in the right place, but no man is an island. You really had to have some help, to get to this point.
You know, I've been asked for several years actually to run for some sort of office. And for me at the time, you know, when you have young children, and you're working full time. I, as I mentioned earlier, I was working, living up in Prescott Valley here and driving all the way down to Phoenix to go to work. And the amount of time and the amount of commitment, it just wasn't there. And, back in June, July, a couple of politicians down at the Capitol gave me a call, had a meeting with me and said, you know, Quang, it really is about time for you to, do something with your conservatism and do something good. And now, incidentally, I travel all around the country to speak to veterans. I'm up to 36 states, 10,000 veterans now. Just on my own time, my own dime. Somebody has to come back there and give back a little pat on the back, a little thank you, sincerely. And so I thought this is a great a great opportunity for me to give back to all the people that that's been so generous to me. And you know, during the off time, you mentioned, you know, all these people are going crazy. All I saw was the generosity of the American people when I was in a refugee camp. They all wanted me to bring me out, and that's where my conservatism actually came from. If you really want to know, the Vietnam War was pretty much destroyed by a single party, and caused all these Vietnam veterans to come back feeling like they lost the war. So many of them felt like they betrayed the country that they were helping. And that's where I draw my conservatism from. And I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. And so I'm excited about having the opportunity to serve and like I said, provide solutions.
I'll bet you nobody could ever sell you on the idea of communism being a good thing.
No, no. You know, I mean, I lived it. And the spots don't change on these leopards. You know, I run into young people all the time, 25, 28, 35 years old, saying that, you know, this brand of socialism isn't the same brand that you faced before. No. It's only a matter of time before they get that AK-47.
Yep.
You know, isn't it the reason why they keep trying to take your guns away?
Totally. Oh, and defunding the police. Now, can you imagine you're rioting in the streets, breaking windows and causing property damage and threatening people, and your chant is defund the police. And you have people that are looking at that and saying, yeah, defund the police.
Ironically, several of them had called 911 because they couldn't face the violence in the CHOP zone or the CHAZ zone or whatever it is. And you know, the irony is just terrible. And so many of my friends, and even one of my adopted brothers is a Prescott PD, officer. And, you know, I'm just shaking my head, and I worry about him every night he's out there working.
You know, the idea of being a first responder does require a very courageous, selfless kind of sacrifice, knowingly that, you know, you're putting your life on the line every single day.
Yeah, and it's so unfortunate that city officials, politicians aren't saying much about it. You know, just letting it go.
Do you care much in terms of, you know, if you were to get elected, there are people out there, obviously, that do not share your values. In fact, they are in opposition to your values. They are the opposite of what you hold dear in terms of personal liberty and freedom and Second Amendment and so forth. How would you interact with those kind of people once you became an elected representative?
You know, as I said earlier, I'm running because of the opposition, because of the people who wanted to take away the Second Amendment, because of the people who wanted to take away our liberties and freedoms. And so I have an extremely thick set of skin. I will entertain. I will talk. I will listen. But one thing, Sanford, you will know for sure that I will never betray my conservatism, my moral values, my religious values, my foundation. Those things are not up for negotiation.
You taught yourself English. Right?
I sure did.
How did you do that?
Well, you know, you go to school and, you know, a teacher's got 37 students in the class, and she's not, you know, there is no Vietnamese in the language or ESL. So this teacher has to communicate with you. And so I took it upon myself, and I said, well, first thing, you got to learn the language. So Sesame Street was a big deal to me. Number two, you have to be able to assimilate. Now, I'll share this story with you. I was at a lunch line as a freshman in high school, and I noticed that I'm in a completely different line. I got these little red tickets that they hand to me, so I tear out a raffle ticket, and I get a lunch. And I realized the kids next to my line were paying 55 cents for a lunchbox. I was really curious, why am I using a red ticket and they have to pay? And I realized in about a minute and a half that, wait, this is not right. So that summer, I got a job as a janitor making $2.75 an hour. That's the minimum wage back then. And the following year, I was in the other line.
You know, to me, I think we are doing our kids a disservice by not making employment opportunities available to them when they're young. You know, they say, well, you know, minimum wage, you got to pay a living wage. Well, the problem is you're not going to pay a kid $12 or $15 an hour to stand there and take a ticket and tear it in half. It's going to be automated instead because businesses have to survive. And I think we really do deny kids the learning experience like what you had, being able to stand on your own two feet and push a broom and be more self-reliant.
Look, when I was a janitor, Sanford, that was, I would say that's the best job of my life. Because all of my lessons are right there. Cleaning the toilets, doing all the things that we need to do, appreciate what you have and what you don't have, and move on to the next stage of life.
All right, so folks that are interested in knowing more about Quang Nguyen and your candidacy for LD1, you have a website they can access?
Yes, I do. It's called QFORArizona.com. So it's Q4Arizona.com.
Q4Arizona.com. I first of all, you know, win or lose, I admire the hell out of what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. You
really are the embodiment of the American dream, and I can't blame you for wanting to give back in such a substantial way to the community and to the country that has been so good to you. But thank you for sharing our story, and I wish you great success in your campaign for LD1.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Quang Nguyen joining us live here on Talk of the Town, and that's going to do it for us. We've got the Talk of the Quad Cities, Mark Levin, coming your way next. Big thank you to Lori Hunt from the town of Prescott Valley joining me for her reelection bid as well. So stay tuned for Mark Levin, and then tomorrow at 4, it's Let's Talk Sports, and happy 4th of July, everybody. Don't forget, we've got a live 4th of July fireworks broadcast over on our sister station, 106.7 FM KPPV. So if you're going to be in your car watching the fireworks, tune the radio in and hear some of the best patriotic music you've ever heard in your life. Perfect for the fireworks. That's going to do it right here again. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on KQ&A.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio state health officials say 3,300 new coronavirus cases, down from yesterday's record of 4,800. Also, an additional 37 deaths, but still a major problem. Phoenix hairstylist, who says she's done everything right to keep her place clean of COVID-19, says now she's tested positive.
To think about possibly, you know, maybe spreading it to any clients or their families is really devastating to me.
Bighorn Fire, Catalina Mountains near Tucson, 119,000 acres, 58% contained. They're concerned about the weather.
Over the fire area, there is a flash flood warning. That's going to challenge our firefighters. We have a prediction for some storms this afternoon.
Buckeye man arrested sexual assault and child sex charges.
He would meet people on a